quickly, Apple released their new Apple TV, which is not a big old new TV to be able to watch things on, but it's actually one of the
it's a set-top box.
Set-top box. That was what I'm looking for. So what are some of the highlights of that?
Well, for one, if you're going to get involved with this Apple TV, the first thing I probably would say is if you're a gamer, you want to go with the larger of the two because of the ability to be able to store more stuff on it. It comes in a 64 gigabyte configuration and a 32 configuration. The remote control for this Apple TV has been coming in with rave reviews on it because it's just slicker than heck. It allows you to be able to actually remotely control it with your voice using the Siri interface.
Wow.
So it's working really, really well. There's a lot of people that normally wouldn't say, hey, you know, I like this type of product, and they're actually starting to say they do.
Maybe we can talk about this in the second hour. There's an app store now for the TV, isn't there?
Yes, it is.
So you can actually download some specific apps to work with your Apple TV.